Tonight and tomorrow is a famous infant's day in Jewish history. This is known as Yom HaMiuchas. Yom HaMiuchas, as we call it. What is the day of Yom HaMiuchas? If you look in your Jewish calendar, it will tell you. Today is Yom HaMiuchas, and therefore we don't say Tachanun. That's it. That's what it tells you, which means not tonight, because, well, tonight is perhaps that, but today we didn't say Tachanun because of Rosh Chodesh. Tonight, tomorrow, we're not going to say Tachanun because it's called Yom HaMiuchas. What is Yom HaMiuchas? So we're going to look at the classic interpretation of what Yom HaMiuchas is, and then we'll see other interpretations of what that actually is. So Yom HaMiuchas just means the day that is connected to something else. It has Yichus. It has Yichus. Not going back generations, it has Yichus. What's it connected to? It has a connection to something else. What's the connection that it has? It has a connection to the day before it and the day after it. That's why it's known as Yom HaMiuchas, because it has a connection to the day before and the day after. What does that mean? Well, today was Rosh Chodesh. Tomorrow is just a regular day. And the days after that are the Shloshes Yimei Hagbalah, the 3 days that lead us up to Shavuot. The 3 days of Hagbalah as we gathered around the mountain at Har Sinai. And those 3 days is where it became prohibited to do certain things. So a couple of psukim that we have. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, Lech el ha'am mikidashem yom achar, go tell the nation and tell them they shall sanctify themselves today and tomorrow. V'chibsu simlosam, go wash your clothing. Vayunachonim layom hashlishi, and be ready for the 3rd day. The 3rd day is going to be when the Torah is given. So 3 days prior, seemingly is what it is. Ki vayom hashlishi, because on the 3rd day of this, Hashem is going to come and reveal himself at Har Sinai. And then there's another pasuk that says, Vayomer el ha'am, Moshe tells the ha'am, Hayunachonim l'shloshes yamim, prepare yourself for 3 days, al tikshu elisha, do not come close to your wives. You have to stay separate from your wives for these 3 days. So Rashi on the psukim over there, what are the shloshes yamim, these 3 days? So lisov shloshes yamim. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos that Moshe added a day onto the days that Hashem told him to separate. Moshe added an extra day and Hashem said, good idea. We'll take that additional day. Yom Revi'i, when it says shloshes yamim, it's really the 4th day, because Moshe added a day by himself, Kedivri Rabbi Yossi. According to view of Rabbi Yossi, Huladivri Haomer B'shishi B'chodesh Nitnu Aseres Divros LaHosif Moshe Klum. There's actually a debate in the Gemara. The debate in the Gemara is, when was Shavuos? Was Shavuos on the 6th day of Sivan, or was Shavuos on the 7th day of Sivan? It's remarkable. You have machlokas about that. Isn't that remarkable? Like, the day of the giving of the Torah, that's machlokas. There's no debate about Pesach, Sukkot, anything else. Shavuos, when it's actually given, there's a debate. Because we don't have an actual date in the calendar in the Torah. The dates in the calendar of Pesach are there, dates in the calendar of Sukkot are there, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, they're all there. The date of Shavuos is all based on counting 50 days. But it doesn't actually have a date. There's actually machlokas in the Gemara whether Shavuos was given, whether the Torah was given on the 6th day of Sivan, or was actually given on the 7th day of Sivan. Everybody agrees it was given on Shabbos, but there's a debate whether it was on the 6th or the 7th day of Sivan. This debate will fall into this category. Did Moshe add a day or did not add a day? Was it a total of 3 days, day 3 being the Torah being given, or is it a total of 4 days, 3 days of separation, and then the 4th day the Torah is actually given? This is a debate in the Gemara. So if you say that Moshe added one, so that would go according to the view of Rav Yossi, that there was actually an additional day, but the Torah either way was given on the 7th, according to Rav Yossi, and that was actually on Shabbos. But everybody actually agrees that it's on Shabbos. So that being said, these 3 days became a day of celebration as well, quasi-holiday. The 3 days are known as Shloshes Yimei Hagbalah. What are those 3 days? So we assume it to be, the 3 days prior to the Torah being given. We'll see it's not so clear on that. Okay? So we have Rosh Chodesh is the 1st day of Sivan. Then you have day 2 of Sivan, which is basically tonight, tomorrow. Then you have 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay? So that assumes if there's 3, 4, 5, and 6, that's 4 days I just gave you, which would assume that we accept the idea that Moshe added a day onto himself, and he added a day of separation, and on this 6th day, the Torah was actually given. Well, that actually knocks Rav Yossi out of the park, because he says the Torah is given on the 7th day of Sivan. So what we have is known as Shloshes Yimei Hagbalah, which begin on Give me the date. Today is Tuesday, so Wednesday is Yom HaMiuchas. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos are the 3 days preparing for Har Sinai. And then Sunday is the next day, it's Har Sinai. But that means it's only on the 6th. So view number one is, you know what Yom HaMiuchas is? It's a day sandwiched in between two non-Tachanun days. Rosh Chodesh, no Tachanun. Then 3, 4, 5, no Tachanun. And Shavuos given on the 6th day. So what are you going to do when you're a lone day stuck in the middle of all these other days and everybody else is not saying Tachanun? And now you're going to say Tachanun? This is a fascinating concept there. They say, because of the fact that it's connected to the day before and the days after, no Tachanun. It has no value on the day itself. The only value to this day is what comes before it and what actually comes after it. Some suggest that this is actually a concept that we know that it's about giving kavod to certain things that are inanimate. That we don't want to embarrass certain things. As you say in halacha, like the challahs can't be embarrassed at the Shabbos table, so you cover it to make kiddush. Obviously, challahs don't get embarrassed. They don't have feelings. Pet rocks maybe, but challahs, they don't have feelings. But yet we have this concept over here that we have a concern for a sensitivity for this day. That because before no tachanun, because after no tachanun, then therefore this day shouldn't have tachanun to be sensitive for this. Sounds very interesting. If you're Hasidish, then it's like, what are your sensitivities? Every day I knock out tachanun. What's the issue? Somebody's here inside somewhere. Can knock out tachanun any day of the week. When I daven in the city on Friday, Fridays is no tachanun. It's connected to Shabbos. Like there's no tachanun on Fridays. That's what it is. Somehow this is like a normative view, and the normative view is because before and after is no tachanun, so in the middle we have no tachanun as well. Yom HaMiuchas, that's view number one. Quote the idea from Soloveitchik says, it's not correct. He says, the reason why this is not correct, because the math I just gave you. The math I just gave you assumes that if today was Rosh Chodesh, tomorrow is 2, then you have 3, 4, 5, well, we assume the view that maybe Moshe did not add a day unto himself. If Moshe did not add a day, so 1, 2, let's get to this, 3, 4, 5. Nobody said Shavuos happened on 5. It can't possibly work. Shavuos only on 6 or 7. So what's going on? There's a view whether he added a day, didn't add a day. It doesn't work. It only works if you say that he added a day. But if he added a day, that's Rav Yossi, he says it's on the 7th day. So again, let's take a look at the calendar. 1, Rosh Chodesh. 2, Yom HaMiuchas. What happens after that? 3, 4, 5, 6 is Shavuos. But the only way you can have 6 being Shavuos is if you added a day. But the only person that says you added a day is Rav Yossi. And Rav Yossi says Shavuos is on 7. So it doesn't work. You got that? You got the visual over here? It's if I'm adding a day, it's got to fit into 7. If I'm not adding a day, then it's got to somehow get me to 6. So what is Yom HaMiuchas actually connected to? This is the question. So says of Soloveitchik on this idea. In fact, what's unique about this day, Yom HaMiuchas, it is Miuchas, it's very special. What's special about it? It's special about the fact that it's the day that they took away Machlokas. What's the day they took away Machlokas? Well, we'll see how they took away Machlokas. It's only a day they took away Machlokas, debate, because of Yossi and those that argue, the Chacham that argue with him. Rav Yossi says day 7, they say day 6. Did Moshe add a day? Did he not add a day? That was their debate. Now here's how you do it. Rosh Chodesh, day 1. This day, whatever, the day after is day 2. Really, we follow the view that when is Shavuos? Really on day 6. Right over here, day 6. So what are we going to do? We're going to follow that view of day 6. But we're going to combine views. We'll follow the view of the Chachamim that's day 6. We're also going to say that Moshe added a day unto himself. And therefore, there's actually a day that comes connected to it. So 3, 4, 5 actually become added like Rav Yossi, but we don't paskin like Rav Yossi of when Shavuos actually happened. So because of that, Shavuos comes on 6, but there are 3 days, Shlosh Yisimei Hagbala, that happen. So let's clarify this whole thing. What this means is the first time, the only time this actually happened, which was the original giving of the Torah, when it happened, that debate is not what we follow today. They had a debate. Did Moshe add a day? Did not add a day? Was Shavuos on 6 or Shavuos on 7? It doesn't fit in our calendar. The way we have it, it couldn't possibly fit because you have one. We gave you an extra day that's stuck in the middle. So it doesn't actually fit. Either it's day 5, day 6, day 7. It doesn't actually fit. So back then, they didn't have it that way. But today what we do is we create a new Shloshes Yemei Hagbalah. We create a new 3 days of preparation. What's the new 3 days of preparation? Shavuos is on 6. We then have 3 days prepared before that. 5, 4, 3. And that makes Yom HaMiuchas number 2, which we have tonight and tomorrow, that makes it actually connected. But the way it originally happened could not have happened that way on a calendar. It had to have been another day in between that in order for it to happen. So it had to be Rosh Chodesh, the day after Rosh Chodesh, the day after that, and then 3 days of Hagbalah, of connection. But because of the fact that we wanted to now put both views together, Chachamim that say that it was the Torah was given on the 6th, and Rav Yossi who said that Moshe added a day, so we backed up the clock a little bit, and we said, one day in between, then we add 3 days, and we add with 6 at the end. That's not how it originally happened, but Chazal, when creating Shloshes Yemei Hagbalah to be celebrated in future years, they did it in such a way that they add an extra day in that calendar. Therefore, we have what's known as day 1 Rosh Chodesh, day 2, one single day sandwiched in between the other days that lead up to Shavuos. And ultimately, it has this miyuchas, it's a special day, because the day that they decided they're going to actually end Machlokas, they don't want to have a fight in this particular arena. They want to show that we can actually bring both views together. And that's why it has this miyuchas day that actually then counts the other days to it. This is some of the views that we have on Yom HaMiuchas, which is tonight and tomorrow.